You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
2014 Cleveland Browns season tickets, they're on sale now. You can secure the best seats at the best prices to cheer on your Cleveland Browns at the newly renovated First Energy Stadium. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 today. Fun segment that we do each Monday. We bring aboard our own buddy here, Gerard Cherry, the three-time Super Bowl champ, for three good topics with Gerard. First of all, did you have a good weekend, my friend?
I had a great weekend. I had a chance to go to Monsters game with the family. It was a great time there. Nice. And then, man, just the weather. Could not beat it.
Phenomenal. I know, and it's just what a tease, too, given what's in front of us for at least another day. So anyway, all right, but let's get this going. Alex Mack coming aboard, and or I should say not leaving, but matching that offer. Your thoughts on the wisdom behind it and all the story behind it?
Well, my thoughts are really simple. If the Browns assess that Alex Mack really wants to be here and it's not about the money and that he's going to buy into what the Browns want to establish as a team moving forward, then bring back a Pro Bowl player who has been nothing but professional. And at the same time, if he was disillusioned by what took place over the 5 years of him being here so far, and he needed to find out what was else out there to kind of get a look at the landscape, and that helped him understand that, hey, we are doing our best to try to right the things that were wrong with you, then more power to the Browns as well for taking that approach and that tack to do that. So I'm on board with it. I'm fine with it because I know Alex will give you his A effort. And hopefully, just hopefully, also, too, that his heart is truly in it.
Gerard Cherry, my man, it's Reg.
What's up, Reg?
Hey, great to hear from you. You and I talk about this all the time. We every time we see one another, getting rid of a losing culture and initiating, before you can sustain it, a winning culture inside your room. Is Ray Farmer, has he taken the right steps to initiate a winning culture here, Gerard?
Well, you consider the guys he has brought in, mainly the two from Whitmore and Dansby, I say yes. Defensively, he's established that, and he's also making moves by getting Alex Mack back. So, yeah, I would say he's doing that because he's rewarding guys that have played well and bringing guys that understand what it takes to win football. So I'm all high as it is on Ray as far as what he's doing. Obviously, the proof will be once the first game and then the last game are played on how we give the final evaluation of Ray. But thus far, he's making the right moves, especially for a rookie.
Yep. All right. Yep. Two of the three topics with our three-time Super Bowl champ with us. Topic number three, Gerard, what the heck is going on in San Francisco? Mm. My God, the off-season issues have not been good. And, you know, I want to say off-season, really just the past week alone has been very troubling in terms of the news, most recently now involving Aldon Smith and that issue with him at Los Angeles International Airport.
Yeah, Tony Bennett might want to change the name of that song to I Lost My Mind, San Francisco 49ers. Because they are
well
tripping
put.
Right now, man. And it really is one of those situations, Vic and Reg, where success can cause you just to lose focus and do things you're not accustomed to doing or you should not be doing because you think you can get away with it because so many people are telling you how great you are. And I have to think with Smith, that was the case because he already had the DUI and pretty much had to do some rehab work, and when I say rehab, I don't mean within a locker room, but also far as going to counseling for the alcoholism that he may suffer from. But when you're in that position where you have enough money and some people are telling you how great you are, you lose focus and think you can say the most asinine, stupid things and get away with it. And that's one of the products of having success. So they're obviously, in Kaepernick's case as well, though he's not been charged for anything, don't put yourself in a room with three other dudes and a young lady, and I expect some crazy potentiality for that to happen as well. So be smart with that. And then you look at Harbaugh's situation and how that may implode on them. It's a big mess because it looks like to me they're not handling success very well.
Nope, and that is really the key, is getting there and then maintaining it. And you know from success handling what it takes as being part of that Patriot organization. And, I mean, that's the part, I guess – what is it, Gerard? You've got to learn that as you go. You've got to be built or have the character, the qualities of character to handle those things.
Totally, Vic, because it's one of those things where you don't even reflect on last year. It's almost like you have to play a mind game with yourself and erase it and say, we really have not accomplished anything. And that's even after winning a Super Bowl and really had the mindset of whatever it took for me to get back there, I got to increase that effort even more so from my focus off the field to what I do in preparation to win games. And that's where guys miss it. It's not time to enjoy anything. Even when you win a Super Bowl, your mentality has to be, you know what, I've done absolutely nothing. And most people can't go to that place.
Yeah. All right.
Well said.
Gerard, thank you.
No problem, my man.
Good hearing from you, Jay.
As well, man. Take care, guys.
Make sure you catch Hooley and Gerard. That follows this show at 2 p.m. Wrapping up this Football Monday edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Again, the big theme today is the return of Alex Mack, but I think the bigger and broader picture of now having that house in order, we can kind of look at the broader scheme of what Ray Farmer has done. And you just asked Gerard Cherry that key question about changing the culture.
Right.
And has Ray Farmer, in fact, and collectively with Mike Pettine, done that? I think there's reason to believe. We've got to see a lot play out, Michael. But I think there's reason to believe that those necessary major first steps have been taken.
Vic, counting Isaiah Trufant, we're talking about 7 veterans, 2 of them younger in Andrew Hawkins and Ben Tate, though. But every one of them who's experienced and tasted winning, and a few other cases, deep winning into January and the first week of February. I think that'll have an indelible impact. Got to play the games, got to see how it all works. But now this roster is starting to be added to that young foundation as Ray Farmer goes into the draft. It's in good shape now.
Yeah, for sure. All right, we've got more coming up. We're going to wrap up this show in a tidy bow. That is going to come up next, and maybe we'll get into more tweetage, perhaps. Oh, is this it? This is the show? Don't we have more time?
Give shorten the clock
out
of
it. Jason, I think you pulled the rug right out from under me. I wanted to extend, have a little more. No,
Jason, didn't we use all our timeouts?
Apparently, clock management's got to be. But you know, in all seriousness, about the point about the Cincinnati. We just talked with Jeff Hobson about the Cincinnati Bengals, and when you think about what you have to compete with in this division. A team like that.
It's daunting.
The moves that they've made.
Yes.
There's reason for them to feel pretty good. As he said, okay, you lose Andrew Hawkins. You lost some key pieces, O-line, linebacker. But they had some pieces ready to fill in, and they were very, very deep at the receiver position.
Right.
Want to thank Jeff Hobson for being on this show. Want to thank Gerard Cherry for his contributions as well. Want to thank Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal for being with us. Want to thank Alex Mack for sitting down with us just before we went to air and having that little conversation with him. Want to thank Megan Rock for the tweeting and reading the tweetage. And now our whole family is assimilated with the whole tweetage lingo.
Grandma Rock.
We've got going here. Grandma Rock included. We've got let's see, Jason Gibbs, our outstanding producer. Thank
Let
you
roll, Gibbs.
For all
Let
his
roll.
Great work, as always. All right. And again, Julio Gerard follows this show. Sorry, we aren't going to take more time away from them by extending this show. I said, hey, one more break. Will anyone notice? Yes, apparently they do. All right, Michael, thank you.
My pleasure, buddy. I'll see you again Wednesday.
You're going to come back Wednesday. Yes. You did a great job filling in for Nathan Zagura today.
Always
You'll be
fun.
Back with us Wednesday. We'll have Nathan back tomorrow, and we thank you for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily Drip by Liberty Ford.
See you, Browns fans.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.